2 Peter chapter 1. If you're ready, say amen.
Amen.
All right. Bible says, Simon Peter, a servant, doulos, means slave, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who, through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, have received a faith as precious as ours. Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power, you might underline this, folks. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. Can I get a witness on that?
Amen.
Aren't you happy you got that today? His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, I got that underlined, and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control. To self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For, that's a good word to circle there, for if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective. How many of you want to sign up for ineffectiveness in 2016? That's your prayer. Lord, have me be ineffective. No, we don't pray for ineffectiveness. Productivity. I want to be unproductive in 2016. Anybody signing up for that? You can put me in the unproductive line. See, if you have these qualities, it will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall. That sounds good. And you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior. Lord, we do thank you this morning that you are good and mighty and awesome and powerful and merciful, and that you look down and you see us in City Heights this morning, that you have a message for us, that we can indeed hear from you, Lord, that you would be glorified in our midst as we would learn from you. We give you praise for that in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Well, Christmas Eve, we were packed. It was a glorious time. Christmas Day, we had an abundance of food. I hope you came and participated in at least one of those events. It was a blessing. George, Natty, and many of the rest of you did an incredible job, but I wanted to recognize them because they really, really outdid themselves. Saturday morning, we left for Santa Cruz, bright and early. My daughter, my wonderful daughter, decided we should leave at 8:30. And so she didn't get up till 8:30, but we were prepped and we were rolling and getting our car. It's like, you know, 8-9 hour drive, depending on what you got to stop and do all that stuff. And so get in the car, everybody's loaded. Got to kind of put the camo on so the thieves don't know that we're not there. So I'm going to pull out, and Joe's going to pull my Explorer in where we were and get in the car, and it's click, 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 click. Well, jumper cables. Put the jumper cables on. Joe pulls up the Explorer. Here we go. We're going to be rolling in just a moment or two. Click, 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 click. Probably bad jumper cables. Different set of jumper cables. Guess what?
Click,
click, click, click, click, click. So I'm thinking, well, we got jumper cables, two sets. My car's got plenty of juice. It's the starter. Joe, head on down. It's wonderful having a son who can work on cars. He can go buy your parts for you. And I said, go get a starter, jump underneath that, put on my coveralls. You know, I got my traveling gear on. I got my little warm shirt on because I know it's going to be cold. And I put on my coveralls and get underneath that thing. You know, how many bolts on a starter, gentlemen? Three. Can be two. Mine had two. Looked like he was missing one. One was, and one has one of them bolts. You know, the guys, when you put that bolt on there and you can do like one notch on your box wrench, it's like a 16th of a turn every time. Get your knuckles. I'm down there, get it off, get the new one on, put it all together, get in and click, 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 click. So, troubled times. Can I get a witness on that? You know, and trouble comes at you in the face, not to be outdone, going to find victory. I head out, I'm going to get a battery. Go to the store, get a battery. $12 core charge, give me a break. I have my other battery. They went $120 for a battery, give me a break. So I'm going to Walmart, get me a battery, $12 core charge, put it in, and vroom. We are on the way. And you know, guys and gals, if you work on your car, when that baby, you get that vroom sound, you just kind of like, oh yeah, I am the man, you know, standing tall, feeling good. Troubles give you the opportunity to do what? Stand tall. And so as we take a look at this coming year, I am thinking that we are looking at trouble. Troubling times for the United States. Our economy is set, I looked it up this morning, to grow at 2.4%, which is pretty mediocre. But it's looked to lead the entire world. Because third world countries, China, nobody knows what's going on in China. There's problems, and the problems in the world are dragging us down. Amen? The gas prices are, you know, we bought gas for $2.20 in Bakersfield. I got no clue why it's so expensive down here. I want to live in Bakersfield, so just get used to buying the expensive gas down up here, down here. And, but the barrel of oil is like $33, $34, down 60, 70%, something crazy number like that over the year. And so it's hurting the economies of North Dakota, South Dakota, Pennsylvania, all those states that have been doing the fracking and making all these high-paying oil jobs. And so we're looking at that, and it looks to me like, you guys buy food, right? Man, oh man, you want to know how expensive food is in Santa Cruz? Oh my. You need to buy some food. You need to come here tomorrow. We'll be giving out food about 12 and Mondays and Fridays now. Might be even adding another day. So if you got a need, I'm talking with George. We're going to try and set it up so we can start doing the distribution on Wednesday nights as well, because I know sometimes it's a challenge to get here during the workday. Amen? But it's a challenge going to that store and buying that food. Can I get a witness on that? You know, and it doesn't seem to be coming down at all. Problems with China. Terrorism. Quadrupled. I looked it up. Quadrupled worldwide since 2000. Almost 5,000 incidents of terrorism. I don't know who counted it. I don't know how fine-tuned they're counting it. But it looked like 1,000 incidents in 2000 and 5,000 in 2015. And ISIS has a bullseye right on the United States. Attacks in France and Germany and Belgium. It's getting pretty scary out there. I think there's troubling times on the horizon. But Peter writes in troubling times. First Peter is written to a church that is under persecution. It is under persecution by Rome. Rome was the military in charge. And they were considered an illegal religion at that time. And the culture didn't like the Christians either. Didn't like what they were doing to commerce and all that stuff with all this holiness preaching. So there was all kinds of trouble that was coming to the church. Peter gave us some answers. Second Peter, Problems come from inside the church. Heresy. People who are bringing a different message. Jesus talked about it. Luke chapter 21, verse 8, Jesus said, "Watch out that you are not deceived." Why do you got to watch out? Because you might be deceived. It's not that you can just walk through life fat and happy and say, "God's got my back." Not when Jesus says, "Watch out. Be on your guard." Why? Because there's going to become some fakes coming your way. They will have a lie. They'll make it look good. These guys that are blowing themselves up looking for 72 virgins or however many coming in heaven, they are getting a lie painted on them and they're buying it. Jesus says, "Don't you buy it. Many are going to come in my name claiming I am he. The time is near. Don't follow them." There is times of trouble that come, and you got preachers that are preaching for money, just looking to get paid. You got preachers that are deceived by the devil and bringing deception right into the church. Jesus says, "Watch out." Troubling times, they had them then. We have them now. But the message of the Lord is for troubling times. Amen? Amen. Truth of God gives us strength, strength for challenging times. Storm is coming. And God gives us a recipe for success. So we're going to take a look. Amen? Trick is, make sure you're cooking. Let's take a look. All right. God starts with the foundation. I'm just going to read over them verses I already read to you. Simon Peter, a servant, apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who the righteousness of our God and our Savior Jesus Christ have received a faith as precious as ours. Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. This is a message for the people of faith. This is a message that Peter is writing for those who have a focus on God. You can get lost in all the punctuation. All the put some commas in there, servant, apostle, all this stuff. You boil it down to, I am writing to people who have received faith from God. Amen? Amen. Question for you in 2016, is this message for you? Because if you have not received faith from God, go right over your head. What is he talking about? There's lunch for you. George is cooking up something great. We will have something you can go away fed, belly full. But the rest of this stuff won't mean much to you. Are you a person of faith? You might ask, how can I get some? Peter makes it plain here that this faith that will get you to heaven, this faith that will give you stability in your life, that you can stand tall in troubling times, comes from one place. It comes from heaven, that God would send it your way. He says to everybody who's received a faith as precious as ours. And he says, this faith, there's only one kind that's going out. We got faith, you got faith, Peter had faith, Paul had faith, you got saving faith. And it's like, God is throwing out the same faith all over the place. Question is whether or not you have some today. Have you got a gift from God which opens your heart and opens your mind to him and allows you to put a focus on him for your life? You say, well, I think he left me out. Peter tells us, no, that this is not a capricious gift. This is not based on chance. That is based on God's righteousness, right? He says, to those who through the righteousness of our God. And you read righteousness, and oftentimes I get a picture of holiness when you read that word, righteousness. Right? You get that? This time, it's not so much holiness, but justice. The justice of God. It can make it easy. We receive it because of the rightness of God, that God is right. He knows what he's doing. There's wisdom in there, and he knows you, and he does this miracle that opens your heart to him working in your life. Get it? If you don't got him, you can say, God, I messed up today. I ain't got it. And guess what? right now, if you don't have it, he's going, you ain't got none. He is letting you know, because it's not God's will that any should perish. Can I get a witness on that? So if you're lacking, he's letting you know. And come in about 15 minutes, there'll be an opportunity because of God's rightness for you to say, God, I want to line up on you. And he is merciful and good. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's keep going here. God makes provision for his people. His divine, I'll tell you, I'm a little pumped up. I had a week off reading about this. There's good news in this book, folks. His divine power has given us everything we need for life. What'd you get for Christmas? I don't need anything. God, right, because God's already given us everything. Amen? He has already given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. You're a person of faith? God's got provision for you. You're thinking, well, I'm missing out on this. Yeah, you didn't know what you had. We already got everything you need. God's just. God's good. We rely and live upon the goodness of God. Also, you can see here, in addition to his justness and his goodness, is his power. Where we get there, we get this word from dunamis, dynamite. You know, he saw some of the fireworks on New Year's Eve, just incredible displays of power. Is that word you get for the power of God, dunamis, boom, New Year's Eve. And with all that power comes a call to you, and a call to me. I want to know you. I want to transform your life. Trouble's coming. I want you to stand tall. Come out of the darkness into the light. God calls us into relationship with him. Word here talks about through our knowledge of him. And we're not talking about knowing about him. We're talking about knowing him. Like I know Aaron, like I know my wife. You can know our Lord that way. And he calls you to know him. Yeah. It was freezing cold. I mean, it was cold in Santa Cruz. People would say, hey, can we come over and see? I said, bring wood. Bring wood. We're burning fire here, man. We need wood. It's cold. And one place where it was not cold this last week was Hawaii. Amen? And our president went to Hawaii. And he's had, I looked it up this morning, he's had vacation there for the last 7 years. And he asked some of his high school buddies to come and play golf with him. This guy right here, his name is Mike Ramos. Hey, Mike! Barack, going to Hawaii this year. Been a few years. Would you like to come? Mike got to participate in the things that Barack Hussein Obama had going on because Mike knows Barack Hussein Obama. And what Jesus is saying through Peter is that when you know the Lord Jesus Christ, know him, not know about him. All kinds of people read about the president, read about where he does his vacation, where he goes, how much he spends on a golf game. But Mike knows the president. And he gets a call, you want to come and play? And Peter says, when you know the Lord Jesus Christ, there is provision that is made for you. Amen. Everything you need for life.
Amen.
The question is, what do you got going on in 2016? I hope it's knowing more about Jesus. Amen?
Amen?
And knowing him more. All right, when you know him, he will give you direction. Let's continue go. Are we okay?
Yes.
Is it too warm? Too cold? It's hot up here. Feels good. Yeah, I've been cold. 2 Peter 1, verse 4. Through these what? Through his glory and goodness, these attributes of God. through these he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. This is some heavy sledding here, folks. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in here. But we can be like God. I don't freak anybody out. Let me explain what I'm talking about here. Through these, his glory and goodness, what do we have so far? We've got a saving faith that comes from God. Amen? We've got everything that we need for life. Amen? Tommy, I didn't offend you, did I? No. All right, good. I just want to make sure. I just want to check. Peter tells us that in addition to saving faith, in addition to everything we need for life, that we have even more, we have very great and precious promises from God. Amen? Does that sound good? I want those. He calls us to know him and be like him. God gives us the ability to participate in the divine nature. That, I'm not saying that we can become gods or something like that, but he says, you can be like me. You can participate in the divine nature. And Peter says, the thing that's getting in the way is your desire for the world. Because you can't have both, right? You get the call from the Lord and say, you want to know me. Do you want to be like me? Do you want to hang with me in 2016? And the question is, what's your answer? Because when Mike Ramos got the call from Barack Hussein Obama, he probably didn't say, nah, I got something better going on than hanging with the President of the United States, playing golf and going to Hawaii. Are you tracking with me? See, it's one thing to know him. And it's another thing to respond to his offer. You can participate in the divine nature. Got anything better going on in 2016 than that?
No.
I don't think so. He says, too, the world's got some corrosion going on. Corruption. It speaks of rot. You know, like you put your hand in chemicals. Sometimes we're in a car, you get your chemicals, it's like, whoa, man, that's burning. It's corrosive. And the more time you spend close to the world, the more corroded you become. Corrupted you become. You rot away. And rather than standing tall, you end up all stooped. Because you're going your own way. All right. Get to the list. God's building blocks for life. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness. And to goodness, knowledge. And to knowledge, self-control. Self-control, perseverance. Perseverance, godliness. To godliness, brother kindness. Brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love. I want to let you know that faith is the starting point. God gives you the faith. He says, add on to your faith all this other stuff, all right? And some people say, well, they're not really in any order. Well, they're in some order. He wrote them down that way. So you got goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, kindness, and love. What do you got? Where are you lacking? Where are you stagnant? Because everybody's got their natural stuff. And everybody's got their hard stuff. But he says, add to it. And so you start creeping along and you start adding more and more and more. Amen? I got one more. There we go. And it says you won't be ineffective. Have to spend time on growth. The more you grow, the further you get away from the world. The more focus you will have on growing and the less time you will spend on recovery. Now, we got Celebrate Recovery on Monday nights. Why? Because we all got a little bit of time back here in the world. Amen? Got some of that corrosion that's just kind of hanging on us. Need some help to kind of wipe that off, clean you up, polish you up, show you how to not get back on you again, and then show you how to help some other people. Amen? That's a good little process. Amen? God wants us involved in that. How much time are you spending on these things? You're going to spend your time somewhere. I've been spending time on push-ups. I'm serious. And I had a back strap on almost a whole month of December. My back was messed up. I'm picking up all them boxes of food and all that stuff. Taking, you know, 800 milligram or whatever aspirin, you know, give me five of those things. I know you're not supposed to take that many, but. And then my shoulder's all messed up, you know, and I'd be sitting, you know, and have my arm, it's like stuck. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yes. Oh, you young people are going, what are you talking about? You'll find out. Yeah. Yeah. So I started doing push-ups, you know, and my shoulder's barking and my back's barking. I started doing knee push-ups. Yeah, that's for old folks. Yeah, all you men going, what, really, knee push-ups? I'm like, man, my shoulder would be so, it's like I needed therapy, man. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom, boom. Now, I'll tell you what, I could drop down right there and give you 20 push-ups easy. I could wait a couple minutes and give you another 20. Not on my knees, on my feet, you know. You know, regular push-up, man push-up. And it takes work. And you know, I'm able to do these push-ups, I'm standing taller. Back is better. Shoulder, ooh, yeah. You know, still, the first push-up is like, ah. And it's like my shoulder gets warmed up. Pop out the rest of them. It takes work. You gonna work this? It will take time. Not gonna get this stuff done on your couch. Can I get a witness on that? All right, let's keep going. Number three, praise the Lord. Position for progress. Your progress with Christ will make an impact on your life and on the lives of the others around you. For if you possess these qualities, which qualities? These. All right, there we go. If you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he's nearsighted and blind, and have forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. These qualities, I think I got them, yeah. These qualities will keep you from moving in the wrong direction. You want to find victory in 2016? Get these. Get more of these. Find the one you're struggling in and get more of that. Find the one that you can find the most advancement in. Work on that. Because you work on the one you're worst at, and you work on the one you're best at, you're going to get some good growth. Amen? You want to be effective in your time with Christ and knowing Christ. And then, as you move in these things, there will be impact in your life. My daughter, going to Bible college, getting a Bible minor, getting a business degree, got invited to go up to Hume Lake over New Year's Eve. One person got sick. She led worship. She's down teaching Sunday school today. She's got a knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, and she's making an impact. Amen? Come on, Monday night. You see Roki up here preaching. You'll see Tommy up here leading. You see a bunch of folks around here. They're having impact. Amen? Amen. Pastor Paul, last week, impact. Can I get a witness on that? Many of you, through your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and because you are putting your effort in these areas in your life, are having impact. Amen? Amen? And you won't be unproductive. But the Bible there talks about having these things, talking about being right beside them. Like they're your buddy, right? If these things, you know, you're close beside these things. You're hanging with love, kindness, godliness, perseverance, self-control, knowledge, and goodness. They're your buds. You're close to them. He says, if you don't, you've forgotten where you came from. There's a proverb, talks about 26:11. I love this one. As a dog returns to his vomit. It's kind of graphic, isn't it? So a fool repeats his folly. Oh my. It's kind of like being stooped in life. It's an interesting picture, isn't it? Just heading back to that old life all stooped and crippled up. God says, stand tall. Man. You can stand, man. You got to make this stuff work. That's not what you want, right? You have to keep a focus. Help me up. You'd be all stooped. Crippled up. But God doesn't want you crippled up. He says, be more eager to make your calling and election sure. If you do these things, you'll never fall. But you will stand tall and never stoop and have a welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? Got to keep a focus on heaven, folks. Got to solidify the work of Christ in your life. Stabilize what Jesus is doing in and around you. That's the list. That's the recipe for success. And if you're using it, you won't be losing it. Amen? So you'd be like, oh my, man. I'll tell you what, when you're out there pushing and moving in these areas, you're not going to be worried about losing a thing, folks. You're going to be worried about how much you get. When I was getting ready to leave our driveway, I wasn't going, oh no, the car. No, I'm going to make this car work. We're getting out of here. It's going to be freezing cold. We're going to find us some wood. We're going to stay warm for the week. We're going to stand tall when in the midst of trying times. So the question is, what are you going to do in 2016? Work the list. It stabilizes everything. Stabilizes everything that you got and everything that is coming at you in the future. Little kids, older kids, rotten kids. Work the list. You'll help your kids. Challenges are coming. Troubles are coming. Life will leave you all stooped up. God calls us. Stand tall. Recipe for success. Amen? At least you can come up and play. Question is, do you got a plan for 2016? Have you even considered it? Right there's a recipe for success, folks. Go to 2 Peter chapter 1. Bam! I tell you what, I dare say you can spend the whole year right there. Amen? I mean, you get tired, hey, grab a different one. Start working on it. I'll tell you what, those top two, not where I shine the most. My wonderful wife said, "Not shining there. Put a little buff on." Like, it's hard saying that when she's behind me. I don't know what she's doing back there. So, 2016, you could pick the areas where you're not so hot. Grab somebody close to you. Say, "Where am I not so hot?" They will know. They'll know. They can rank those seven in your life. Right here, boom, boom, boom. And give you a focus for 2016 so that you can stand. And as you're standing, man, your back gets better, shoulders start working out, other areas of your life start working out. What do you got going on in 2016? Recipe for success right here. Recipe to stand in the midst of the trouble. Amen? Amen. Now, maybe you heard me say earlier, you might not even have started. That green one on the bottom, faith, you don't got it. God's saying, you don't got none. And you're a little bit freaking out. Ain't no welcome in heaven for you. Ain't no ability to stand on the troubled times. You say, corrosion, I got it all over me. I don't know any of this stuff. At the beginning of 2016, God is right. God is good. And if he's telling you you don't got it, most likely, I'm not guaranteeing you, but I have yet to find anybody that says, Lord, I'm so messed up in my life. Show me the way home, Lord. I'll follow you all the days of my life. I've not known him one time to say no to anybody who's genuine in that. If you're here this morning and he's saying, you don't know me, you are in danger of living a lost life, being totally ineffective and unproductive for 2016 until the day you die. And he is in here this morning telling you that. I believe he extends a nail-pierced hand from heaven and says, you can come with me, though. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you 25 years ago, Lord, that I grabbed your hand, Lord, that it was extended to me on street in Sacramento, that I was lost, Lord, and I became found. I received that gift of faith, Lord. And so many here have received that same precious faith that I received, that Peter received, that Paul received. I thank you, Lord, that through your rightness, we can find new life and fullness in you. And you're here this morning, the Lord is telling you, you don't know me. You don't have faith. But I'll give it to you right now. You have to ask. You have to say, Lord, more than anything else, I want to know you. And I want to have a pathway to a welcome in heaven. Nobody looking around. And the Lord's speaking to your heart. And it's a scary thing. Well, you can leave your fear behind because we have not inherited a spirit of fear, but a sound mind. You can reach your hand up and say, God, I want to follow you to heaven, Lord. Take me with you. I'll do whatever you say. Nobody looking around. If that's you this morning, I just want you to slide your hand up and say, that's me. That's me this morning. Right over here. Right over here. Right back there. Anybody else? Right here. Anybody else? Say, that's me. That's me. Once I see you, put your hand down. Anybody else?